Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm going to say a word, and I want you to tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. Creep.
I'm not.
It's weird. That
was an accusatory tone.
No, but it's awesome.
The look was accusatory.
I'm trying not to look at you because you're such a creep. Can you be a creep and be a young man? Can you be a creep and be a girl?
Oh,
girls
wow.
can be creeps too.
It's usually old dudes that are creepy.
Why is almost every single thing we have in our hands about creeps?
You're right.
Creepy dudes. We want to hear your creep stories. If you are a creep, you've been a creep. What's the difference between a creep and a stalker? Is there a difference? Stalker requires effort, right? And you can just be a creep. You can just be a creep on the subway or whatever.
Well, what's worse, stalker or creep? Is creep like...
It's sort of like the difference between manslaughter and murder. Either way, you're dead.
Right, but there's different... Okay, there's like a different degree of severity or...
Yeah, because like murder is like you thought it out. First degree murder, like you thought it out. Whereas manslaughter is just like,
that's right.
Oh, that girl's hot. I'm just going to stare at her until I make her uncomfortable. Then I'm going to follow her for a little bit.
So you start creep and then you finish
stalker. Okay. I think that might be true.
All right.
So we want you to tell us the creepy things that have happened to you or creepy things you've done. There was a woman from London who lost her purse one night. She was out. She was drinking with her friends. And 6 weeks later, she gets it back in the mail with a post. With a note she described as the creepiest ever. Do you want to read this? Because you're the creep.
Okay, whatever. Because I speak creep. That's why.
Hold on. Okay. Let me get you something. What do I have that's creepy?
Okay.
I'll start with, God, what's creepy enough? I think this is where we got to go here for creep. Let's try this.
Okay, this is...
Yeah, do that.
All right. Dear Miss Haley, how are you? Hoping you will be fine and well. I would like to inform you that I found your precious purse, looks like it, by Liverpool Street, Sick Station. Is that spelling errors intact?
Yes. Okay. Okay. You don't have to read that.
Okay, it's in parentheses.
Just so you know.
All right. By Liverpool Street Station. Might you dropped it and looking for it? My whole intentions to go inside your purse was to look for your address or anything which can help me to send this thing to you. Nothing else, but I found some naughty stuff as well. Don't need to feel any embracement.
Yeah, he wrote embracement.
Sick.
Honestly, you don't have to read that!
Honestly, I like those people who take extra care, LOL.
So what do you think she had, like, raincoats or something?
I don't know. What the hell's he talking about?
He found something in her purse that was like, she took eight, so it's probably some sort of protection. Okay.
Kindly check all your belongings, and if possible, do let me know via email once you received it on funny.stud@hotmail.com.
I'm super stoked we gave his whole email address on the air.
Was I not?
It's too late.
Okay. Just a piece of advice. Kindly look after yourself and all your belongings when you go out or allow someone else, because you are one of the beautiful person I've ever seen. I am sure in real you are more beautiful as compared to your picture.
This is all the stuff he wrote, which is weird because that part's in parentheses and that part.
I wish if I can take you out sometime and spend time, but I'm sure you will definitely have someone in your life who is taking care of you very well. Otherwise, allow me. LOL. Have a good weekend. Please do not hesitate to contact me.
Wow.
Should you require anything or if you think I would be able to do anything for you. Enjoy every single moment of your life and enjoy as much as you can, because you never know what is going to happen next. Your secret friend or admirer, LOL. Apparently, Miss Haley said she didn't hear from Funny Stud ever again.
Funny.stud@hotmail.com.
Yeah. Is it creepy that he still has a Hotmail?
Because
I do. Okay.
I know. Lil D and I have tried several times to intervene with you on that.
Why? It's like tradition now. It's a collector's item. It makes me cooler than the rest of you.
It absolutely does.
What?
When you're on whatever dating site you're on,
I'm
they're
not.
Like, let's see, what's his email address here? Oh, Hotmail.
Are they judging
me? Too bad it's not AOL.
Wait, are they?
It's the only thing they could. Oh, is he on CompuServe?
They might be judged by that.
What?
That means I can keep things. That means I don't discard and
It means you
long
fear,
term.
It means you fear change is what it means, and you're a freaking creep. It's like, I know how to do the erase my history on this email program. I can't learn a new one.
That's where you come in, buddy.
Yes, I know. I've had to go through with my rubber gloves on and delete your history.
That's not creepy.
So, bottom line, I mean, that guy's full on creepy.
He was nice. He gave her a purse back. He could have kept it.
All he had to do was like, here's your purse. If you want to look me up, here you go. That's how you do it, not creepy. But to like go on and on like, so as I stared at your picture.
See, I was going to read it that way.
I couldn't help but notice that you have raincoats in your purse too.
Sick.
Sick.
S-I-C.
So here's, while you're calling in with your creepy stories, here are 9 things that make you a creep. And let's see how many of these
none.
Are, Steve. He watches you before interacting.
What does that mean? Oh, no.
Yes,
I don't
do
stalk.
That.
And it's
you
not
also,
stalk.
You're also the guy who stands across the room for like 2 hours, like leering, and then finally you're like, hi, maybe you've noticed I've burned a hole in your face with my eyeballs.
That's not what
okay, that's one.
No.
He touches you frequently.
Okay, I don't
you're
do that.
You're absolutely
I'm
a
not a toucher.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to bring in a string of people who work here?
A
who
string?
You've given
There's a string of people.
To,
no.
You steer the conversation towards relations.
If I could tell they wanted to go there, yes. Otherwise, I don't lead it. I just follow. Don't whatever. You don't
he
know.
He asks to take a picture of you.
Okay,
this one
that
is not
I
Steve.
Yeah.
You don't ask. You're just. During,
I don't
during
just.
During part
take,
one, the leering before not. Interacting, you're like trying to casually hold your phone up. No, I'm just checking the weather. I gotta turn my volume down.
You know I don't do that.
You don't.
Because I always reverse the camera
right,
and I'm taking
I know.
A picture. Yeah.
He asks personal details about your family.
No, I don't care about anyone's family.
You know everything about everybody because you won't answer any questions about yourself.
I'm
That's
a good
what
listener.
Makes you a creep.
I'm a good listener. That's not creepy to be a good listener.
So far, it's only the picture of you and this next one that aren't you. He has greasy hair. You definitely don't have greasy hair.
Thank you.
Steve, I wasn't
why
complimenting
would
you to get you to sleep with me, so I don't know why you went. You took it down to the, thank you. What is it? Nothing. I'm not doing anything. He never looks you in the eye.
I am the best eye contact person ever.
Look me in the eyes.
I'm looking right at you.
Stare into my eyes.
You have root beer brown colored eyes.
Is that true? I've always called them hazel. I have a little orange in there.
No.
My dad has freckles on his eyes.
Get out.
I swear to God, he does.
I'm going to go leer at your home. See if I can.
Lou! Steve, just let me in. I want to look at your eyes. Not for any creepy reasons. I think I've. Do I even need to keep going?
I'm not. You're trying hard to
stare at my dad's eyes
to see if you're right or not.
He's significantly older than you. I don't think. Like it's what I was saying earlier. I don't know if a woman can be a creep or if like a 22-year-old guy can be a creep.
It's always older dudes.
It is. It's like there's some like. I don't. You know what it is? I think just younger women don't get. How good an older man can be.
Okay.
And they should just breathe in the chloroform and get used to it. Okay. Never mind. Finally, he shows little emotional expression.
Boom!
So you are at 6 out of 9 of these.
I am not. No.
You're at least 6.
Maybe 2.
Maybe 7.
You're just trying to make me look like a creep when I'm not.
I don't have to try, dude.
What?
You do it great.
I do not.
All right. I'm going to go shoot a Facebook Live video of what Steve's looking at on his side of
no,
the...
No.
Yes.
No.
If you're a creep...
How do you erase history?
You've been confronted by a creep. You've had an encounter with a creep. We just want anything creep-related that you got. Kelly...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just learned something. You're a creep.
I know. I actually, listening to it, I was like, I think I'm actually a minor creep.
Nice.
Okay.
But this isn't about me. So my sister had just had a baby, and she had a toddler, and we were at definitely a very child, like a child event or whatever. It was Christmas, there was Santa, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And there was this guy there that definitely didn't have a child because he was just kind of creeping around the place. And his transitions lenses were about 2 shades too dark for indoor.
You're going to notice that Steve's going to get silent now because he recently had Transitions lenses installed.
It was a free feature. Why wouldn't I take it? It's free.
Because it only makes you look creepy.
Whatever.
Yeah. And they're just two shades too dark. And you're like, no, that's not right. And he was caught videotaping my sister breastfeeding.
He was videotaping her?
Videotaping it.
Like, your sister, like, said something, busted him, or what'd they say?
No, it was actually another guy that walked by, and he had his phone out and was kind of, like, scanning and taking pictures and, like, taking video. And the whole time, people were like, that's really weird. And this other guy walked by and saw my sister, obviously, on the screen when she was breastfeeding and confronted him. And the guy left eventually, but yeah.
I'm glad that dude confronted the creep. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I definitely thank that guy because, yeah.
Yeah. And then, that's weird. God, you told the story so good. And then the way you said, at the end, you turned back into the creep. You're like, I come in?
My creep comes out. Yeah.
Kelly the creep.
Kelly is a creeper. Thank you for the creepiness, Kelly. We appreciate it. Charlotte.
Yes.
Creep.
So I was looking for a roommate and had been talking to this guy for a little bit, and he seemed kind of weird and creepy, and so I told him that I didn't really want to meet up with him to, try and become roommates. And he got mad at me and posted my phone number on Craigslist, and it basically said that I was meeting at a park and was looking for companionship. And I got about 300 text messages from random dudes within an hour.
What a creep.
Yeah.
What if that guy had become your roommate?
That's kind of how I felt about it. Pretty glad that I got that feeling before I met up with him.
Whoa. So you think woman's intuition kind of saved your butt that day?
Totally did.
Yeah, that's...
Because women do have a creep radar, yeah, They can tell when you're leering or when you're like, wow.
That's crazy.
Creepy Craigslister. That's, thank you for the call, Charlotte. Then you got to just change your number.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Ellie.
Hi.
Yai. Creep.
Yai.
Yai.
Creep. Are you ready for the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy, I was living, my grandma was sick in the hospital.
Okay.
So I was out of state going to see my grandma, and I got out on a date by this guy. Nice enough, we go on a date, date's fine. I go back home, way out of state, about 1,000 miles away. The guy kind of keeps talking to me. I kind of ignore him a little bit because I don't really want to continue going out with him. So about 6 months later, he shows up 7 a.m. on my doorstep. Somehow had found my address, drove 1,000 miles overnight, and just showed up at my house.
Whoa. Okay, you're super hot, and he's a creep.
Wow. He's a resourceful creep.
Super hot and a bit of a creep, but it was awful. And he just showed up. I was kind of in the middle of brushing my teeth, and he showed up on my doorstep.
And you're like,
did you call the police? What did you do?
No, I didn't know what to do with him. So I told him he had to go away for a bit. And then he came to dinner at my family's house because I didn't know what to do with him. So I had to call my mom. And my mom covered for me. And then he left. And he was an artist. So he'd draw all these pictures of me and was tagging me on Instagram and all these photos. So I finally had to shut it down and tell him I was married.
Oh, my God.
That is wow.
Because I'm kind of creepy and resourceful. I can find out where you live pretty quickly.
No, I can attest to that.
But I don't go there.
You don't drive 1,000 miles and show up.
No.
Yeah, that's...
And
then come over to your parents for and then eat food?
That's weird.
Yeah, that is,
and then sketch them in his mashed potatoes?
I'm not good at breaking up with people. That's not really my thing.
Yeah, so you had to go...
I didn't know what to do, so I just invited him for dinner and then never talked to him again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to go. You need to put things in a different order, but thank you for the creepy dude. Artist type creepy dude.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yay.
Yay. Creep.
So a few years ago, this kid who lived down the street from me, he was quite a few years younger than me. He started trying, talking to me when he saw me out and about, walking my dog or whatever. And so I would come, I would talk to him mainly because I felt bad for him because he didn't have a whole lot of friends. So then he started coming over to my house more, which was already kind of annoying as is. And so I got home from work one night And I was in my room, and I guess he like came up to the door and asked for me. And my dad said, no, you know, she's in the shower. Sorry, dude. And the kid's reply was, no, she's not. I can see her in her window.
Oh,
yep.
In her new nightstand.
The creep is out of the bag.
I got like the darkest blinds, like the darkest days. I kept that shut, like see it all the time. And then I moved out of that room eventually into my basement.
Why would you admit that to a girl's father, idiots?
I was like, it was the most awful. And I still see him around because he still lives in the neighborhood. And I feel bad for him, so I still, like, smile at him. But I never talk to him. And I'm like, please just do not come to my house.
Yeah.
I'm in the basement now, so hopefully.
You need to get a GPS something implanted in your body so your family can find
Dang.
You. Because that dude is full on.
Weirdo.
Wow.
It was awful.
Thank you for the call. I can see her dancing.
I know.
I think she's dancing to a Bruce Springsteen song in her room. What?
Exactly.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. Creep.
So I've worked in the hospitality industry most of my career, but I was working at a casino a while back, and there was this specific patron that came in and was hitting on me and kept asking if he could show me around or tell me anything about the other casinos and offer to take me to dinner. And I kept turning him down, saying, I have a boyfriend, like, thank you, but no, it's not appropriate. I work here. You're a patron. Kept turning him down. And then New Year's Eve came around, and I was all dressed up for New Year's Eve. And he proceeded to walk around me and just audibly say, dang, dang, dang.
Ugh.
Not that exact word, but a more explicit version of that
word. My God.
Yeah.
I was so creeped out that I went to a coworker of mine and was like, oh, God, like, does he do that to you, too? Just thinking, is he hitting on all the girls?
No.
And she goes, well, actually, you should know that guy's on a list for some stuff that he's done in his past. And we kind of looked into it, and it turns out that, yes, he's on a list.
He's a list guy.
So, but why were they letting him in to stalk you and creep on you?
Because he's profitable.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You did look really good then.
Oh, my God. Steve, which list are you on?
The that we're in is 21 plus, so the offense that he was on a list for doesn't apply.
No.
That's even creepier.
Okay, thank you for the call. Because when you're a creep, you think you're so cool that she, like, you telling her, dang, you look good, is going to,
like, she's going to. Right.
Samantha?
Yay.
Creep.
Okay, first I just want to say I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
I love you too. In the non-creepy way. But if you want to get creepy, we can.
Okay.
What are you looking for? What kind of love are you looking for?
Okay.
Sorry, did I escalate that?
Well.
A little bit.
All right, what happened with your creep?
So I was walking out of a grocery store one night, and this guy asked if I could help jump his car. So I pull my car around. We're sitting there waiting for his battery to charge up. And he was standing there exposing himself to me.
What?
So his ruse is to play the damsel in distress.
I guess.
And once you're saving him, he's going to show you his junk and you're supposed to go, yeah, sure, why not?
Right?
I'll jump that too.
Right?
Did you call the police? Please say you did.
I didn't. I think I was just really freaked out, so I kind of just told him to undo everything, and I just left.
Right.
I think I'd drive away with the jumper cable still attached and just drag his battery out of his little stupid car.
Drag it all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the call, Samantha.
Jeez.
I hate men.
I do, too.
Ashley?
God.
Yay.
Creep.
So I had a gentleman follow me home from Walgreens at 3:00 in the morning, leave his phone number on my car saying, I'm married, but we can have some fun with his phone number.
What?
And?
Yes.
Okay.
Why haven't you called?
Well, long story short, I'm not a homewrecker.
Oh.
What?
All right.
Why would
that you? Is?
Yeah.
Hey, trolling at a Walgreens, I get it, because people there need ointments and salves and whatnot.
They're all
yes,
yeah.
But at 3 a.m. is not the time to troll. You still want to tell us more creep stuff? You'll have to do it where creeps live on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.